The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with the man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Students, if your mom or your dad or your parents, if they ever ask you to do something that you know is going to be really hard, and it's not part of the plan that you had for the day, actually it's a real inconvenience, but you know that it's what you're supposed to do, what you ought to do, how do you say yes to your mom or dad in that moment? I kind of think in general there are three ways. So let's say it's a Saturday afternoon, And you're planning on spending some time with your friends. And all of a sudden your dad comes and says, "Hey, you know what, would you go out and mow the lawn?" And you go, "Oh man, right, that's the last thing I want to do right now." How do you say yes to your dad in that moment? Because you know you're supposed to do it. I think the first way is reluctantly. Like, okay, yeah, I'll do it. I think the second way, which is a little bit more virtuous, is hesitatingly, but willingly, you say, yeah, you know, that's fine, sure, I'll do it. And I think the third way is the most virtuous, and the way that we should say yes, we say, "Okay, yeah, Dad, I'll do that for you." When the Archangel Gabriel came to our Blessed Mother Mary, he asked of her the most difficult thing that had ever been asked of any person ever: to be the mother of the Messiah. And it was so hard because what was the mother of the Messiah to do? Mary knew that one day Jesus would go to the cross. She knew that her son would have to suffer so greatly. And that if she was being asked to be his mother, that she would have to suffer with him. And so when the Archangel Gabriel says, "Will you bear the Son of God?" And she knows how hard it's going to be, and she was not planning on being a mom. How did Our Lady say yes in that moment? Do you think Our Lady said, "Oh man, okay"? How do you think Our Lady said yes? The verb used in Greek, she said, she didn't just say, "Okay, yes, I'll do that for you." She said with total joy and with all her heart, "Yes to God's will always. I want to do whatever He asks of me every moment of my life. Because what He desires is the greatest thing I could ever do."
And what happened in that moment when Our Lady said yes? Thousands of years before, what woman had said no to God? Julianne? Eve. Adam and Eve. Eve had said no to God. And what happened in the moment that Eve said no? Things that God never intended would from that moment on happen to humanity. God never wanted us to have to die. God never wanted us to have to suffer even for a moment. He never intended for there to be pain in the world. But Eve said no. And so God, thousands of years later, through another woman, would bring about a yes that would bring life anew to humanity. That one day we would be set free from all pain and suffering. That we could be restored not just to life on this earth, but eternal life. In the heart of Mary, God was reconciled to man.
One thing that blew me away, about a year ago I was reading a book on Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta. And when she was older, when she was in her late 80s, Mother Teresa was asked, "Did you ever say no to God?" And I thought, oh, sure, she had, right? Doesn't everybody say no to God? Mother Teresa could say, "I am not conscious of ever having said no to anything that God asked of me." And so, students, on this day that Our Lady said yes, let's ask a very special grace of our Lord Jesus Christ as we receive Him in Holy Communion. And the Jesus we receive when we receive Holy Communion is the same Jesus Christ that our Blessed Mother Mary carried in her womb. So as we receive Him as she did, let us ask our Lord, "Jesus, give me the grace that I will always say yes to everything you ask of me."